This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, okay? And we've been covering a lot of different things, and what we've gotten into now is what can you expect, how can you expect God to treat you in the event that when you do stuff wrong? Because you're going to do stuff wrong. I mean, you just are. I still do stuff wrong. You're going to do stuff wrong. And so the thing of it is a lot of times we think that disqualifies us from God's help, disqualifies us from God's assistance, even from His blessing, and yet that's not true. If you continue in sin, will it limit what God can do in your life? Absolutely, because He's going to honor your choice. And if you choose to sin, then He's going to honor that choice. Now, but I think it's important. We've already looked at how God treated Adam. We've looked at how the parable that, or it's not necessarily a parable because He said a certain man had two sons. So it sounds like He's talking about a certain person that He knew. But what we're doing is we're looking at these things about Adam and what's commonly called the prodigal son. Is I want you to build within yourself. I want you to see yourself, God treating you the way He treated Adam. That the man sold the entire planet downriver, sold all of the human race downriver, sold God's dream downriver. But then the next thing you need know, you see God blessing him with the very best clothes available and loving him and even protecting him. And then you see where in the prodigal son, where a son completely blows everything, and yet the father loves him and is helping him. Now, what we're going to get into today, at least I hope we're going to get there today, I think we need to go back and look at something and think about something before we jump into this. First off, you need to remember that God is no respecter of persons. And if that is true, if you see God treats somebody with kindness, then you can expect God to treat you with kindness, right? Because He is no respecter of persons. Now, there's something else that we're going to get into today, because we're going to watch Jesus over these next few sessions, the way Jesus reacts to somebody in sin. And a lot of times people don't really, they just say, well, that was just Jesus. But that's not exactly true. And I want to show you something here in Hebrews chapter 1. Now, this might sound a little bit today like we're diverting from the subject, but we're really not. But in Hebrews chapters 1, it says this: God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, talking about Jesus, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the worlds. Okay, so everything was made through Jesus. Now notice this next part. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and is upholding all things by the word of His power. Now, the reason I bring this up is that, and there's a couple different scriptures that say this about Him, that Jesus was the express image of the Father. He was the express image of who God is. You know, this is the reason that Jesus made a statement: I don't do anything I don't see my Father do. I don't say anything that I don't hear my Father say. That's the reason that He was the express image of the Father. And you know, I don't think we talk about this enough, to be honest, because if we did, we could eliminate some false doctrine, really. Because, you know, John makes this statement about Jesus and everything that He did. He said, you know, if you wrote down everything that Jesus did, the book, the and you did it line one line on line, the earth would not be enough to contain the books or contain the books that would be written. So he did a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. So everything you have in your Bible, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are specifically how the Father wanted you to see him and see Jesus. And ultimately, they are one. Okay? So every story in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was handpicked by the Father to relate to you something about himself so that you could see him clearly as he is. Not only that, when we see Jesus walk around, we're seeing the express image of the Father manifested in him. And you know, that's a fancy way of saying exactly what Jesus said. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. In other words, if you want to know what the Father looks like, look at Jesus. If you want to know how the Father acts, look at Jesus. If you want to know how the Father thinks, look at Jesus. If you want to see how the Father behaves, look at Jesus. Okay? He is the express image. Now, if in looking at this, you've got to realize that you've got to see him and as this is how I'm going to get my doctrine. My doctrine is not going to be found in traditions of men. My doctrine is going to be found in Jesus. Now, I do know that certain things Jesus did, he did for the Jews. And I know that, you know, when he was in the earth, he was living for us as a living example. Because, listen, somebody had to fulfill the Abrahamic covenant because it had never been done. Or you know, with the law and everything else, it had never been done, okay? And so, because if it, all it took was a sinless, spotless sacrifice, they could have killed Jesus as a baby, right? But he had to live it perfectly and fulfill the law utterly and completely, and then die for us and be our sacrifice. So we can look at Jesus, and we should get our doctrine from him. And the reason I bring this up, quite frankly, is twofold. One, there's a lot of stuff that gets said about God that you can't find in Jesus. Well, God made you sick to teach you something. Okay. Jesus is the express image of the Father. So where is that scripture in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John where he reached out and made someone sick to teach them something? Where is the scripture in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John where Jesus told a person, no, the Father has given you this sickness to teach you something, you need to keep it? And if you've heard that, that's a lie. And ultimately, it is not believing the love of God. So we're still on the same subject, but and people are, you might be sitting there saying, no, that's not true. That's not true. God does give sickness and disease to teach you something. Okay, then the question is when Jesus came into the earth to show us who the Father was and handpicked the stories that are in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, why is there not one? It says that Jesus healed entire cities. Why is there not one story of Jesus showing us the Father making somebody sick? Jesus showing us the Father telling him that the sickness was there to teach them something. Why is there, you are not getting your doctrine from the express image of the Father. You're getting your doctrine from doctrines of devils and lies. And I didn't stutter when I said it. If you've been told that God made you sick to teach you something, it is the doctrine of a devil. No, God spoke to me personally. That was a devil. That wasn't the Father, because you see the Father in Jesus, and we don't see that in Jesus. And I don't care if I've made you mad enough to spit, okay? Here's the thing. If I'm wrong, go back in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and show me. Show me where Jesus took somebody's child the way we've been lied to. Show me where Jesus showed up and took the life of a child and told the mama and daddy, you just need another, we need another flower in heaven. God needs the child more than you do. That's a lie. The devil steals, kills, and destroys. Jesus came that we might have it and have life and that more abundantly. And he is the express image of the Father. And he never did that, not to a single mama, not to a single daddy, not to a single child, not to a single person. You need to find your doctrine in Jesus. And then people talk about, you know, and we're going to get into this. I don't know how far we'll get into it today, but they say, well, God did that to teach you, you know, about sin. God did that to punish you. Who did Jesus do that to? Now, I'm not saying sin doesn't have its own punishment. You know, it's like drinking poison, right? You can't, if you drink poison, you can't say God made you sick or God killed you. No, the poison did it. It's just like sin. If you're partaking of sin, ultimately you're drinking poison. And you might be just taking a little bit at a time right now, but you get enough poison in your system, death is going to show up. And that's not God. Because if that was who God was, we would have seen Jesus do that. We would have seen Jesus treat people that way. We would have seen Jesus do that because he was the express image of the Father. And if you don't see Jesus doing it, you shouldn't see your Father doing it to you either. Do you understand me? That's not true. Jesus showed us who the Father was. Did Jesus just excuse sin and say, oh, sin doesn't matter at all? No, he did not. That's not who he is either. But you, all of you going around saying, God is judging you for that. Really? Show me that in Jesus where Jesus made someone stay in their sin and basically whacked them in the head over something they did wrong. Now, again, I'm not saying that sin won't destroy you. I'm not saying it's okay to sin. I'm saying you telling people that Jesus is the reason that they've suffering loss and destruction because of his judgment is not true. Jesus is still trying to love them and trying to help them and get them out of that sin. Is Jesus the righteous judge? Absolutely, but you need to establish that in context. Now, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, but you need to learn to get your doctrines from Jesus. And preachers, if you can't see Jesus doing it, you need to quit telling people that's what the Father's doing. Michael has some important messages for you right now.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word advance to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word advance to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to